listening to local soundbites from the 18th Internet Governance Forum by the Association for Progressive Communications. In this third episode, we interviewed Rosa Kuo, who spoke on behalf of our member in Taiwan, Open Culture Foundation, a nonprofit organization founded by several members of Taiwan's open source community to support local groups to advocate for the use of open technologies in broader sectors, including open source software, open hardware, and open data. Please tell us what you think are the key issues around internet governance in East Asia.
In Taiwan, we are proud to be a part of the thriving global digital economy. Our nation has a vibrant civil society dedicated to defend human rights and promote democratic participation in the digital age. The Open Culture Foundation has supported more than 30 external open source communities, including connecting cybersecurity experts with NGOs to enhance digital resilience, and developing fact-checking robots to combat misinformation. International engagement is fundamental to our endeavor. We have actively participated in events such as RightsCon in Costa Rica, Digital Rights Asia Pacific Assembly in Thailand, the Open Government Summit in Estonia, and the Internet Freedom Forum in Portugal. However, amidst these global endeavors, there remains a significant void. Despite our effort and proximity, we have been excluded from the Internet Governance Forum due to Taiwan's unrecognized sovereign status. Imagine being just a three-hour flight away from Kyoto, the venue of IGF, yet unable to enter with our Taiwanese passport. This exclusion is not just a setback for us. It's a hindrance to the broader calls of digital governance and democratic resilience in Asia. In Taiwan, we acknowledge imperfections in our digital democracy and recognize the need for significant improvement. We need to update our data protection laws, prioritize human rights in digital policies, and expand civic tech in the public sector. Meanwhile, it is steadily through global participation that we can connect with democratic allies and regional partners. We believe in shared experience, civil society solidarity, and collaborative effort for democracy and good governance, resisting global digital authoritarianism and internet fragmentation together. Therefore, we are here today to advocate for IGF to change. The internet and its governance should be open, interconnected, and transnational. Taiwan should not be an exception. We urge the IGF to reconsider its long-standing policy of excluding Taiwanese participants. We call upon its esteemed gathering to realize the true essence of multi-stakeholders' participation. In closing, we express our hope to meet you in person at the next IGF. We believe in the power of collaboration, the strength of unity, and the potential of an inclusive internet. Together, let's build a future where all voices are heard and all nations, regardless of their political status, are welcomed into the global digital community. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of Local Soundbites, and stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. Look for more on www.apc.org.